Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
And here we go.
What's up, Podcast Land? Welcome back to the Smoky Shelter with your host,
Big Lamp,
and Phil. Tonight we are discussing three movies. Tonight you get a triple feature. We are doing the 2000 X-Men. We are doing X2, which was
2003.
X2 was 2003. And then X-Men The Last Stand.
2006.
Which was 2006. So
each
they
one
did
almost 3 years apart.
3 years apart. Okay.
You like that shit?
Okay. I didn't pay attention to that. But the reason we're discussing all three of them tonight is we are getting prepped for the new Logan movie and discussing it. So we're just trying to put ourselves in the X-Men universe as much as possible leading up to Logan. All right, well, let's get started with this movie. First of all, I just wanted to say something, and I want to ask your opinion too, Big Lance.
Yep, I'm listening.
Going back and rewatching this first trilogy, I liked it a lot better than I did originally, if that makes any sense.
I really didn't remember Logan being on it as much as he was. I didn't really. The focus was on Logan a lot.
Wolverine.
Yeah. I didn't remember.
He was
that.
The main star of pretty much all three of them. By the third one, he had top billing.
Yeah, and then they started on his series a little bit, but they didn't go as well. We'll get into that in a couple of few weeks.
Yep.
But or you know what? We could do that one next week. That would be cool. Let's go on and do
Origins and
yeah.
And the Wolverine.
Maybe we'll do that. Sorry for interrupting.
Those do happen next, and then with the first three, you go back to the prequels, like, you know, because the first three are decades apart.
What did the first one start out with? Logan, like, fighting Sabretooth?
Yeah.
That one was badass. I had the comic book growing up.
The first one was my favorite out of the three.
I had the comic book growing up, Wolverine versus Sabretooth. I still got it, I think, at my house. It was the thickest comic book I got. I didn't collect that for a long time, but I did have 15 or 20 comics, and they were mostly X-Men, the ones that I liked. Philip had a bunch of Spider-Man. I remember that.
Yeah.
He had a lot of Spider-Man comics. And then I started
collecting. I had a couple of X-Men's.
X-Men was my favorite. So, yeah, so when I seen that the first time, and I remember, again, this time watching it, I remember seeing it and being like, I remember the first time I watched this. I loved that fucking part where they fought just because it was just the nostalgia of it. But
I'm going to tell you, see, that was the things that I picked at the first time I watched this series through, because I haven't watched this a lot. I mean, I've seen each one of them maybe once, maybe twice. Definitely once, maybe twice. But I picked at things like that. Like, that was not a good Sabretooth. I mean, I wasn't happy with the casting and the way he acted and the way he looked with the... I mean, he just didn't remind me.
I based
X-Men solely on, a little bit on the comic, but primarily on the cartoon back in the 90s. That's what I grew up watching, was the 90s cartoon. So that's what I based it on. And when it wasn't like that, I don't know, it was just kind of... It was like it pissed me off.
I really honestly don't remember a lot about the comics. I remember Cyclops was a big deal on the comics.
Well, Cyclops was always like
right-hand
the
man.
Number one. I mean, he's like the guy, or number two. He's the guy after Charles.
I didn't like Halle Berry in this role, as this role.
Well, Halle Berry.
I love Halle Berry. Don't get me
wrong.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. But Halle Berry didn't do anything.
But
I think
they could have gave that role to a lot of different people, and it would have been better. The girl that plays on Guardians of the Galaxy, she would have been perfect for that role. That would have been perfect for her.
Dude, this was 17 years ago.
Yeah, this was before there was that many black actresses.
She would have been too young for that. Think about that. She's probably younger than me. And I was...
No. I bet she's not.
And I was 18 in 2000.
I bet she's not. She's played... Dude, I bet she's in her 40s.
You think so?
Yes. Chris Pratt's probably in his 40s.
that would still make him very, very young. And they went about,
I guarantee
they went about
30
to 40 with Storm was probably what, 30 in this at least. She was probably pushing 30 if she wasn't 30.
Oh yeah, she's in her 30s probably. Yeah, she's
when
probably,
she did
she's
this.
Probably close to 55.
If they'd have went with that girl you're talking about, she'd have been like at best she'd have been in her early 20s.
Right.
And they wanted an older X-Men at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the kids were Anna Paquin.
Does it feel kind of Star Trek-y when it's coming on?
Well, it don't help it's Patrick Stewart.
Right. Patrick Stewart's talking, and he's like, I don't know, he's... I don't know, it just sounds real Star Trek-y when it's coming on.
Well, let me tell you this. Check this out now. Most of these actors, when this first one came out in 2000, were nobodies. They wasn't big names yet. So it was not very expensive to lock them into a two-picture deal. By the time the third one rolled around, they all had big names. And they couldn't afford... That's why the third one was supposed to be the last one, because they couldn't afford to keep paying this cast. These people were making money now. Halle Berry, who did nothing in the first two movies, demanded she get a bigger role in the third one because she had already won a fucking Oscar for Monster Ball. So now she's an Oscar winner. She's a big name now, so now you got to pay her.
Okay.
Of course, they were already paying Patrick Stewart. Hugh Jackman was a fucking nobody.
Nobody.
Hugh Jackman owes his entire career to Logan.
Well, he has lasted how many years?
17 years.
As the same character. That's pretty good. And, usually they change people up, but he's just got
even,
that.
They're not even. I don't think they're going to replace him. I think they're just going to write him out of the movies. Because from what I understand, next they're going into the
Logan won't X-Force. Be there no more. It'll just be that little girl, right? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I don't know Logan. I'm just saying... I think they're going to write Logan out. I mean, I don't think they're going to come out with a younger Logan.
I think they will one day. Maybe.
Only when somebody else gets the properties to it. If Fox ever relinquishes the properties to Marvel,
we might not be here. Or it may be 20 years from now. But they'll do it. They'll redo it. They'll start it all over again.
I don't think Fox will. Now, I do think if Fox ever lets the rights go back to Marvel, Marvel might just redo it from scratch and put it in part of the Marvel universe. So I could see them possibly hiring somebody else to take the role on, but I don't see Fox relinquishing the rights, though. They're going to hang on to those rights and make as much money out of that shit as they can.
Yeah.
Now they're fixing to do a TV show, not to mention they're still trying to do Gambit and some of those other spinoffs.
Yeah, I want to see.
And the talk is that the next movie they're going to be doing is X-Force, which was the team that happened after X-Men.
I don't follow. Who was it?
I mean, it was Jean Grey, Cyclops, Beast was in and out of it.
I do remember X-Force. No, I remember the comics.
I think Angel was in it too, Archangel. Yeah, he was, because he kept the suit that Apocalypse, we'll talk about that in that movie, gave him. He kept that suit while everybody else went to the X-Force uniforms.
You got to tell me a little bit about these movies, man.
That's cool. All right, well, let's talk about just some of the names, like we were saying, that wasn't big at the time. That's kind of pretty much blown up. I mean, you got Hugh Jackman, Patrick Stewart, Ian McKellen, which he got a late start in life in his acting career.
Who's Ian McKellen?
Magneto.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Most all his good movies are after he's old.
I love him.
It's fucking Gandalf.
And then the new ones, oh, my God.
Famke Jensen. She's been in a lot of shit. James Marsden. Halle Berry. Anna Paquin. Got to mention Tyler Mane plays Sabretooth. He's a fucking wrestler and stuntman. I did not even know this until we were doing some research on it. Ray Park played Toad. In the first one. You know who Ray Park is?
No.
Darth Maul.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, and he's really a fucking ninja.
I don't follow Star Trek. I'm sorry, guys.
Star Wars.
Huh?
Star Wars.
That's what I meant.
Rebecca Romaine Stamos, not Stamos. She was Rebecca Romaine Stamos in one and two.
Mystique.
And third one, she was just Rebecca Romaine. she lost to Stamos because she dumped him and got with Jerry O'Connell.
Yeah, Rebecca Romijn pretty goddamn hot, I tell you.
Bruce Davison played Senator Kelly, and that's pretty much all the bigger ones.
All right, I'm gonna ask first thing, little thing.
Sure, go ahead. What you got?
Who's your favorite?
What, my favorite X-Man?
X-Man. Who's your favorite mutant?
I'll tell you like this.
Who's your favorite mutant?
I'll tell you like this.
Wolverine?
I'll tell you like this.
All right, I'm gonna tell you mine.
Growing up, I always sided with Cyclops on everything because he was the leader. But Wolverine kind of had the rebellious, and I liked him the best. As far as X-Men go, Wolverine's my favorite.
All right, now.
But when I used to play the video game, I always liked Nightcrawler because you could.
Some of the Xbox video game.
I'm thinking,
y'all got
actually,
mine, don't you?
No, actually, I'm thinking like Super Nintendo or some shit back when we were kids.
Oh, well, the Xbox one's badass. Because,
I never played that one.
Because you can punch all different directions and kick and all that shit. So you teleport, you kick the shit out of him, teleport to the next dude, kick the shit out of him.
The first Xbox.
And you never touch the ground. You never touch the ground, man. And it's badass.
Well, tell me what your favorite one is.
Logan, exactly. I mean, of course. Is my favorite mutant. But if you want to go good side, bad side.
Oh, I didn't know we did that.
He's going to top them both because he was good and bad at certain points.
Right.
But I'm going to have to go good side. Logan not involved. I'm going to have to go Jean. She's the badass. She's the best fucking one there.
She's the most powerful mutant.
Right. She's a class 4. They categorize them in.
I thought she was a class 5.
Oh, she's 5.
I think she's class 5.
Yeah,
but you know what? Right. Let me say this, and I don't mean to interrupt you, and we'll go right back into what you were saying, but that was the big thing about the Dark Phoenix thing, you know, part 3.
Right.
Or the end of 2,
yeah,
the end of 3.
Yeah, we'll get to that. But her, because she can do pretty much anything, and on the bad side, I'm going to have to go, I love Magneto, man.
I like Magneto.
I love Magneto.
I like Magneto.
But I like Mystique, too, man.
Yeah, I like Mystique.
I would like to have that power.
And see, when we get into the new trilogy, the new the first class and all of them, I want to really compare Mystique.
The
two Mystiques.
Oh, yeah.
I really want to compare them. But we'll wait till that episode.
Everybody loves Jennifer Lawrence.
Right now, we're just going to talk about.
I love
about,
both of them.
Right. Right now, we're just going to talk about this particular trilogy. All right. So we'll go through a quick little plot of each movie. Because I recently watched them, and I enjoy it. One of them, I watched the first one, and then, like, the first of the week. The end of the week, I watched the second two, like, back to back. But the first one is kind of the introduction into the movie and introducing who each person is. One problem I will say with all of these movies, they have so many characters they're trying to pack in. It's hard to develop each one of them. You can't run a backstory on every single character because there's just not enough time to do that.
Yeah, and they're in this school and they're just
And the first one's a short fucking movie, dude. It's like 90 minutes.
Yeah, you see the school and you see all the... I think the second one is more about the little kids at the school and shit. I can't remember, man. They just all mesh together for me, except for the third one.
Well, no.
The third one kind of stands out. Well, the last stand. Stands out because Patrick Stewart dies, man.
Everybody fucking dies.
How did they come back?
Well, we'll talk about that when we get to that one. But no, with the first one, it's pretty much it's Wolverine and Rogue's story. Those are the two main characters.
Right.
Patrick Stewart, Charles Xavier, Cyclops, Storm, all of them, they're just kind of background characters. If I had to say anybody, Charles and Magneto would be the other two main characters of that movie.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's a good movie, and I enjoyed it. It was not real action-packed. They had a lot of action in it. But, see, I love at the beginning when Wolverine is in that cage fight, and that dude puts the gun on him. He's like, "We don't like your kind here." After he stuck his hand and two of those blades caught that guy around the neck, and the third one slowly come out and just touched his neck. Got the fucking bartender pulls that shotgun and said, "We don't serve your kind." He takes his other hand and just cuts that fucking gun in half. It's a badass motherfucker, dude.
Wait till Logan comes up.
But yeah, so I mean that's a it's a really good movie. I mean, there's a lot of favorite parts we'll get into now, but the whole movie is based around you learning what Rogue is, what her powers are, which really kind of sucks, man. She is cursed. I mean, how awesome would it be to control the weather or to control metal or be able to read minds or shapeshift into somebody else or teleport?
And who's cursed?
Rogue. Her power is everybody she touches either dies or almost dies.
Yeah.
Well, a nice side effect is if they're mutants, she gets their powers temporarily.
Yeah.
Which saved her ass because
I mean, that's kind of
Wolverine cool. stabbed her right in the fucking chest.
That's a cool power. It's not if you want to be like...
Until you want to have sex.
Yeah. But like, what if she did it quick? Like that, a quick kiss.
Then no, I mean, you might would feel a little, you know, but
Didn't feel good.
No, I mean, it'd just be like a, maybe like the air just left you or something, you know, just like, I mean, but it wouldn't be.
All right, now what if she's sitting there licking your pecker, just... Really?
It's going to get all veiny and not in a good way, and then you're going to suck up and die.
The pecker might just fall off, huh?
It don't show what happens if, she hangs on so long.
If she hangs on that pecker too long.
Or anything.
It might just fall off.
It might. It might just shrivel up and disintegrate in her hands. Yeah. But yeah, that whole movie is about, basically you got Senator Kelly who is trying to turn the world against mutants. He wants the mutants to register. So I know you, I know what powers you got, and I can be prepared. Which really kind of brought me back to a previous podcast we did, Captain America Civil War. Because the Avengers, of course, I know Civil War was already a storyline, but that's just kind of the same thing that was happening in the first X-Men. They were wanting the mutants to register.
Right.
Pretty much same concept to some extent.
Yeah. Was Stryker in just the third one?
He was just in the second one.
Second one?
Mm-hmm.
God damn it. See, just all fucking meshes.
But he's
together.
Also in.
When you watch them all back to back, pretty much, they all
he's
mesh
also
together.
In X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Oh, yeah, I know.
He's in First Class. He's in Apocalypse.
Mm. What about Logan?
He is in every one of them.
Is he in Logan?
I'm sure he is.
Who? Yeah, how do you know?
Logan is in Logan?
No, I'm talking about.
Oh, Stryker? I don't know about Stryker. I don't know. And watch the chip. I don't want to know. But anyway, so
I watched.
So what they're trying to do is Magneto is trying to use Rogue to turn all the people that's at this World Leader Summit into mutants. So now they wouldn't want to fuck mutants over because they are mutants. Of course, the X-Men come in and they take care of them and they kick their ass and all that shit. And we get a little white streak from Rogue.
Yeah.
Now she's got her white streak.
That's weird.
In part two, he's like, I love what you've done with your hair. That was a very bad Ian McKellar.
Okay.
But then we move on to the second one. All right, the second one literally takes place weeks after the first one.
Logan has his little stare down with the wolf at the beginning.
He goes to where Stryker is and looks around and sees that there's nothing there, but the base is underground. Well, let me ask you this. If Stryker's base is fucking underground, ain't he a wolf? He's a Wolverine. I mean, he senses. He should be able to sniff it out and hear shit going on up underground and shit. I was a little disappointed about that, but...
I don't know, man. Is that what... He don't got spidey senses?
No, but they talk about how his senses are heightened. I mean, he can... You watch it. I mean, he can hear little things, smell stuff, and look around. He can
hear shit from a long ways, like a dog.
Footsteps and shit like that.
He's like,
he's got animalistic instincts.
He's like Wolfman.
But the second one, you got an old William Stryker, who we come to find out is the reason that Wolverine has the antimony. I'll never be able to say that. Antimatium skeleton. I can't say the word. The metal skeleton.
Animonium.
Animanium. I think it's animanium. I don't know.
Animonium.
But either way, he's the reason for that. And what he's trying to do, he actually takes his son, who is a mutant, who he partially lobotomized, takes fluid from his son's brain and puts it on in a wound on the back of the neck of any mutant, and he can control that mutant. And this is where we're introduced to Nightcrawler, which I thought was really, really cool. I thought Alan Cumming did a great job. I like Alan Cumming anyway, but
Nightcrawler, oh man, that was, yeah, I loved it.
He did, they didn't stay true to the comic, because in the comic he don't have those ritualistic scars on him, and he's got fur. So they didn't put fur on him, but they did add those ritualistic things. Of course, he was real religious, you know.
Yeah.
But no, I did like Kurt Wagner.
Yeah. I had to. He did a good job. I had to look him up on IMDb.
Have you ever? You know who Alan Cumming is, don't you?
Is that the guy you're talking about?
Yeah.
I don't know him.
He's a comedian, and he's been in a lot of movies.
I didn't search his filmography.
Hey, if you ever get a chance, go check out Alan Cumming products that he sells, and you'll see it. He has a commercial where he talks about all these things, and he calls his products Cumming. It's like, would you like some? He sells toothpaste.
Uh-huh.
It's called Cumming in Your Mouth.
Okay.
He sells shampoo. It's Cumming in Your Hair.
It does.
Okay. I mean, all his products are called Cumming in whatever body part they're using.
That's cool, I guess.
It's a joke. I mean, his name's Alan Cumming. So anyway, so the point of what Stryker's doing is he takes Kurt Wagner, Nightcrawler, puts that stuff on his neck, and makes him try to assassinate the president.
It was real close till he got shot.
It didn't matter. It did the job, which was for the president to let William Stryker do what he has to do to control mutants.
That was the whole premise of it, yeah.
So now he has permission to bust up into Xavier's mansion, the school, where he wants to find Cerebro. We didn't mention Cerebro talking about the first one, though. But Cerebro is where that motherfucker can put a helmet on, and he can find any person, any mutant. And we find out that if he concentrates hard enough, he can kill you. I mean, he can put that on, think about you. And if he thinks hard enough about you, you fall over dead. But anyway, so now what we're doing is he has Charles Xavier under a trance, thinking he's in Cerebro. And he's got a little mutant girl. And basically the goal is to make him go and kill all the mutants. And Magneto finally gets out from where he's doing, and he goes in there and he switches around. Instead of helping his longtime friend, he says, change of plans, kill all the humans.
Yeah.
But I did skip over my favorite part of that one is when Wolverine gets up in the middle of the night and he's there by himself. Remember, he comes in and they're like, good, we all got to go somewhere. You're on babysitting duty. He's like, is there a beer? Y'all got beer here? And Iceman's like, this is a school. It's like, there's pop in the cabinet. He went and got him a soda. It was hot, and he opened it up, and he's like, you mind?
Yeah, he
touched it and made it cold for him. And he's like, don't anybody sleep around here? You got the kid that's just sitting there watching TV and blinking. He's like, I don't sleep. Every time he blinks, fucking channel changes.
I didn't even say that. I didn't even recognize that.
I was like, I hope that his power is controlling technology and not just.
he can just change channels. That's the only
thing. If my kid did that, I'd be like, son, come here. Change channel for me.
He's a human remote.
He can just mute it just by winking.
Maybe he can mute people, too. And pause people and freeze people or whatever.
So he's the first one that walks out and gets shot by the fucking tranquilizer. It knocks him out. And then all of a sudden, that's when Wolverine's senses start kicking in and shit. And fucking they introduced Colossus in this, too. I like Colossus.
That's the one that busted through the walls and shit, right? Don't Rogue at the end. Rogue goes and saves the girl.
Now, you're not getting them confused with Juggernaut at the end of 3, right?
Oh, Juggernaut.
No, Colossus is the one that can turn into steel.
Oh, yeah. He's the good one, yeah. Okay.
He tells Logan after they get all the kids in there, he's like, I can help you. And Logan was
help the girls.
He said, help
the
them.
Kids. Yeah.
And Logan just went through, and he started killing them. I mean, they still was able to keep it PG because there wasn't a lot of blood, but, man, he just
started
killing
it shows
people.
Stabbing and stuff, right?
But it's yeah, just I mean, no he went blood. Right in with him. There's just no blood.
Oh, wait till you see Logan.
Oh, I know. It's rated R. I can't wait.
It's really good, guys. I watched it in box office. I'm not going to give no spoilers, so don't worry.
So, Stryker ultimately dies. They get away. But then at the end, we have this water that's, the dam broke, so the water's supposed to destroy the plane. Jean Grey leaves and stops the water and raises the plane up, okay? Using every bit of power she's fucking got to do this. I don't understand. There's so many fucking other ways they could have got out of that shit without her having to suicide herself. Because once she got the plane up and they flew away, she let go of the water. And I mean, Nightcrawler could have got out there, grabbed her.
That's what I was thinking. And took off. Right. I was thinking the exact same
thing. They told him to. I think one of them said, do that. And he was like, she won't let me teleport. She was stopping him from teleporting. Why? You got a death wish? Iceman could have run out there and froze all the water. They could have got up and flew off. Okay?
We're still on part two. Boy.
We're on part three. Two. We're on part two.
Yeah.
We're at the end of part two. So, I mean, there's some,
but she can't,
Storm.
Maybe she's not able to control it at this point.
Storm could have just pulled all the water up in the fucking sky and evaporated all of it long enough for them to go and then let it fall. There was so many other ways to deal with that shit, but why did she self-sacrifice herself and become a martyr?
Because they needed it for the storyline of part three.
That's true. They needed it because they wanted to bring in the Phoenix, the Dark Phoenix saga, which they didn't bring in at all because they didn't do it right, because they had to follow the storyline they had already started. The first Dark Phoenix saga takes place in space.
Okay. I don't like that. They would have fucked up if they would have took X-Men to space in the first ones. I mean, if they want to go that route on a new one coming out or something, that might would be all right.
Well, and I think it was a smart choice too for them not to do that because they had to close.
This ain't Star Trek. This ain't Star Wars.
But they had to close the book on what they were already doing, and if they go to space, they can't do part three.
But I think they can go to space now.
What about Pyro?
I didn't like Pyro.
He joined Magneto.
I did like Pyro, but I don't know. It was something about that guy I didn't like.
I like that they kept the first Iceman. Iceman from part one.
Ooh,
he was Iceman in all three of them.
We didn't mention the character. Oh, we didn't get to part three yet. I'm sorry.
Well, see, Iceman, they kept. They didn't keep Pyro. Pyro from part one was a different Pyro. And Kitty Pryde was different in every single movie. It was a different girl that run through the wall, and that was Shadow Cat, Kitty Pryde. Ellen Page is her on part three.
Ellen Page.
She's on part three.
On part three.
Let's get into part three. Part three, I think, picks up several months after the first one, maybe even a couple of years. But either way, Scott Summer, man, Cyclops ain't doing right.
He ain't doing good because he's missing his old
And
lady.
Charles Xavier just straight turns on him, too. He goes to Storm, and he's like, Storm, you're now in charge. Scott can't do it anymore. Just fuck Scott. He can't do it anymore. You're in charge now.
Well, he's trying to help him, but he sees that he can't do it anymore, man.
He's all scruffy looking. He's not that straight edge. Hell, to be honest with you, his best performance, because they didn't let Cyclops do anything in these movies. He was just a background character with a little bit of a love triangle with Jean Grey and Wolverine. His best performance was in this movie. When he was at that lake and Jean Grey come back.
Yeah.
That was his best performance.
That really was.
He was
most memorable, so yeah.
Yeah, well, he filmed for one day on this movie. That was it.
Man,
they had him for one day.
That sucks.
You know why?
They didn't want to pay him that much.
Nope. Well, probably because, Storm had raised hell, or Halle Berry raised hell about wanting more role. But Bryan Singer, the guy who directed the first two, didn't direct the third one. Brent Radner did. Bryan Singer left X-Men to go do Superman Returns. And James Marsden went with him to be Lois Lane's boyfriend.
Well, I'm going to mention a character in part three that I liked. Hank.
Yeah, Kelsey Grammer.
And every time I see him, I think Frasier.
Well, it is Frasier.
It is Frasier.
Yeah, he did good, and I liked him as an older Hank McCoy.
Yeah. But I love the new character, Hank,
yeah.
The new Hank.
Yeah.
We'll get into that later.
But I did. I'm glad they brought him on because he cameoed in the second one. I'm sure you didn't catch it. I don't think I've ever caught it before, but I happened to catch it this go around. He was on a TV in the bar, one of the bars that Logan was sitting in,
mm-hmm.
sitting there smoking a cigar and drinking.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's when he went to run. It may have been the first one. They're all meshing together. But there was a TV on, and Hank McCoy was on there talking about advocating for mutant rights, but he wasn't blue yet. He was his normal self. So, you know, he didn't start out blue. He started out regular. He just had big feet and hands and was monkeyish. He was experimenting on himself, trying to make himself look a little more normal, and it wound up making him look blue.
Another, not one of my favorite characters, but because he didn't have a real big role in the movie, but he is a really good actor and one of my, he is one of my favorite, but I'd say maybe top 15 actors. He's up there. So, probably 15 or so. But, can't think of his name. Sorry. That's why I named it. But he's good in everything he does. Motherfucker played in Alpha Dog.
Well, what was he in this movie? I mean, who did he play?
He was the dude with the wings. I can't remember.
Angel.
Yeah, what's his name? Good actor, man. He plays in a bunch of good shit.
Ben Foster. And they didn't really do much with him.
He played in Warcraft. He's the, like, the Merlin type.
You know, they didn't do
wizard
much.
Guy.
Right. They didn't do much with Angel at all, though. He was at the very beginning as a kid, cutting his wings off. And then he was
left. They didn't give him a big role, and I didn't like his character that much in the movie.
But he's one of the originals.
I love him as an actor, Ben Foster.
I think he's one of the original X-Men, though.
I do, too. Yeah, I remember
him. They didn't
him.
Follow this because Storm wasn't an original X-Men.
I thought Storm was a pretty big deal.
It was the original five.
In the books.
Well, she was later on. In the original five.
I mean,
in the podcast land, correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm going sheerly on memory and not fact. It was Cyclops, Jean Grey, Beast, Iceman, and Angel was the original five.
That sounds about right. Comic books.
And then later on, Storm come about. And some of them left. Like, Iceman left and went and did a whole lot of shit with Spider-Man for a long time. And other ones. And went... Beast was fucking a member of the Avengers for a while. And the Defenders. So, I mean, they all went off and did their own thing and then just come back.
Avengers and the Defenders.
Yep.
They're going to do that soon, the Defenders.
They're doing it on... That's what they're setting up on Netflix.
Oh, really?
It's going to be...
Netflix got the rights to a lot of shit.
It's going to be Daredevil, The Punisher, Luke Cage, Iron Fist, and somebody else. I don't know who the fifth one is. I can't. But all the ones that they're making solo TV shows on now, they're going to put them all together as The Defenders on Netflix. So anyway, the point of this movie is they have found a cure through a little mutant boy named Leech. They don't know how to replicate it, but they can extract it from him. So right now they have to keep him alive because if he dies, no more cure. And they're saying this cure is not going to be a weapon. This cure is going to be a choice. If you want to be cured, take it. If you don't, you don't have to. But then everybody starts getting pissed off when they find out they're making guns and using them as bullets to shoot the dangerous ones. And this is where Magneto, Pyro, and Mystique go and recruit new people. And we're talking Juggernaut, which I like Juggernaut. I wish he'd have been bigger, but I like Juggernaut. Multiple Man, which they didn't give him enough to do, but I do like that character. And who was the other one? There was one more. And I'm blanking on it.
Ellen Page was new.
Well, she was on the good side. I'm talking about this was the bad side. Well, of course... Jean Grey joins him too, but anyway, but then Mystique gets shot and now she's cured. She's just a naked Rebecca Romijn sitting there, hot as hell, and she looks up holding herself, covering herself up now because she's all shy about herself, and he's like, you saved me, but now you're one of them. I have no use for you. And he turns around and walks off, and what's fucked up is he goes, what a shame, she was so beautiful. She was pretty beautiful laying there butt naked too. But we lost her, and that was kind of sucky because I liked Mystique. I liked her character.
I love Rebecca Romijn.
And she's not really an actress. She's a model. But she did a very good job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he just fucking just kicked her to the curb. He was just
had no use for her no more. She was no longer a mutant.
That was fucking
He said, you're not one of us anymore.
But their relationship in the... You see later in the new ones, their relationship, you know?
Well, that's why I want to compare the two Mystiques when we get to
that is so shitty how he just... He just like, there ain't no saving that bitch. Let's go. We can't we fuck her.
So then they.
And she's laying there. No, I'm fucking naked.
Well, now I want to get to the part where they're towards the end and they're going to Alcatraz where they're keeping that leech boy. His name is codenamed Leech.
The Juggernaut.
Well, we won't. Magneto wants to kill him, so there is no more cure. They say, how are we going to get over there? And he's like, simple. He takes the fucking San Francisco Bridge.
Hold on. First,
and puts that bitch over there. And
can I,
Charles has always wanted to build bridges.
Yeah, and he fucking drives it on them. Yeah, he builds a bridge. But we forget how he fucking... I don't know if this was in one or two or three, but I wanted to... I'm sorry. I think right, it's
that's
a,
cool. I know.
I think it's in two.
Two.
Is it one? Is it in two where Magneto... Yeah.
Yeah.
He's in the fucking prison. And they... Mystique injects that goddamn...
That's the only other time you see her in human form.
She injects iron like a fucking... What the fuck
is it? It was liquid steel. Or liquid iron.
Yeah, and it was. And he was like, I can smell the iron in your blood.
He holds him up,
like
pulls
a goddamn
that shit out.
Vampire or something. and then he. But how does he make the iron turn into little balls that are solid?
Because he controls metal.
Yeah, but I ain't never seen him control metal to where he could take it and make it into different, like, forms.
Well, he can't with hard metal, but that is liquid metal that he has molecules, or I mean, he has full control over.
But if it's liquid metal, when it hits the plastic, why don't it just splash instead of go through it like a hard marble?
Maybe he's spinning it.
Spinning it so fast that it's making it hard.
Could be. I mean, I don't know. Does the science not check out on
the
this?
The science one? Didn't check out on that part, dude. For me, the science didn't check out.
That's right.
Okay. I just wanted to mention that. But yeah, I do like the part where he says, Charles always said we need to build bridges. Yeah.
So they get over there, and now he's got this whole new crew of these Omegas, these fucking street scum people.
Yeah, they're fucking just running out like an army, and he's like... And like, you gotta send your fucking
pawns
first.
In chess, you send the pawns out first.
They started getting shot with the serum.
Pyro started running out there and he stopped Pyro. He's like, in chess. Yeah.
But then the girl that they're like, fucking destroy all them weapons? And she's like, and all the plastic weapons just bust.
I think he told Jean Grey did that. Because Jean Grey was on his side of that.
No, Jean didn't do that. It was the girl, the black.
I don't think
Amazonian
she had control.
Looking
I know. I don't think she had control over that.
Well, somebody did it. It wasn't Jean.
Okay.
It wasn't Jean. Somebody else. But that Amazonian looking girl, she was kind of.
She was a speedster.
She was dykish.
She was a. Not only was she a speedster, she was fast, like Quicksilver and Flash. But she was also she could immediately tell when there was a mutant around and what class they were. So anyway, so now they're firing those weapons on them. And, of course, Magneto tries to pull the gun. He's like...
They're not... They're all plastic.
He's like, you humans and your silly guns. And he... What? He can't get them. And he realizes they're all plastic. Right. With needles in them instead of metal bullets. So they start shooting and curing all these people. So what does he fucking do, man? He picks up... He takes part of the broke-up bridge that still got metal on it and asphalt and raises it up and blocks all the fucking syringes. And that's when he has one of them destroy all the guns. But now the X-Men come out, and they start fighting. This, I will say, the best part of this movie is the fact that you don't get to see this in the other two. This is the only one of these three that all the X-Men come together as a team and fight as a whole.
Yeah, you know, it was kind of...
It's the biggest fight scene.
It was the last scene was kind of like the first scene, and the first scene was badass. Man, the first scene, it was a scenario type deal. On the third one, it was like a scenario.
Oh, that was they. Were they not in the fucking holobay?
It was like Terminator.
But yeah, but it was like a holodeck, like on Star Trek with Patrick Stewart.
Yeah.
You think Patrick Stewart just has the keys to Universal and can go get the holodeck from the fucking
Star Trek?
That's
what it is. No, but check this out. He's fucking, do you remember the scene? The first one, though?
He's lighting his cigar off the burning car, and that's the only time you see a Sentinel. You see the big Sentinel's head come crashing down after Wolverine jumped through him and tore it off.
But it's kind of like that at the end. They're just going through another scenario like that.
Except this one's for real. And, of course,
he don't got that steel guy to throw him up into the fucking air.
Right. Well, he's there.
But he don't throw him up in the air.
But I love how they did the pairing up. All right. We put Storm with the Amazonian chick that you were talking about. Two women got a fight, you know. All right. We put Fire Guy with the Ice Guy. They got to have their big throwdown.
Right.
All right. At this point, we didn't mention, but Magneto don't have Charles to fight because Charles got disintegrated by Jean Grey. So now Charles is dead.
Sounds like we got a lot more to talk about on the third one than we did.
Oh, yeah, we do.
But the third one's is not as good as the rest of them, they say.
It's not.
But we got a lot more to say about it.
Well, because they kill everybody. Charles dies. Cyclops dies. Fucking Mystique gets cured. She don't die, but she gets fucking cured.
Yeah.
Rogue gets cured. I mean,
well, that's good. She needed to be cured.
And who winds up being the leader? The worst fucking one of all, Storm.
What about when Mystique comes in there on Logan and starts trying to fucking and turns into Rogue and turns
which
into,
one's better? And then turns into Stryker? What about this? What was she trying to say?
I don't know, but Stryker had to get on top of Logan to do that.
They had to film that.
Or they could have her face was already blue. They blue screened it, so they could have turned it into Stryker's face.
I don't think they did that.
I think he said, nope, I'm not having that fucker on top of me like that. You better blue face her. Oh, she's already blue faced.
Speaking of blue face.
What?
You notice they get a new blue every movie?
A new blue.
Every movie.
A new blue. Oh, they did kind of, didn't they?
First you had Mystique. Then you had
Nightcrawler.
Then
was
you had.
Was that on the third one, though?
The second one.
Was it?
And then the third one, you had Beast.
Right.
What happened to Nightcrawler? Why was not he in the third one?
You know why you get a new blue?
Why?
Because that's what happens when you get married. You get something new and blue.
You do?
Yep.
Something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue.
They're trying to make you marry the movie.
What happened to Nightcrawler? Why wasn't he in the third one?
I don't know, but I liked his character. I wish they would have Kevin.
I wish they'd brought him in the third one.
Right, he could have been an X-Men. He could have been a professor at the
Lord knows they need some.
Remember Professor Logan?
Oh, Jean Grey dies too.
Remember Professor Logan?
Yeah, Professor Logan.
He called.
I'm professor of.
This is my professor.
I coach
Logan.
PE.
Is that what he said?
No, but that's what he needed to be a professor of PE.
Yeah, I'm the coach of the gym.
We didn't mention when we were talking about all the people dying, Jean Grey died too. So every fucking body died. There was nobody left but Logan, fucking Storm.
We didn't even mention, we talked about when Cyclops, that scene, but we never mentioned it. Killed.
Oh, we did. She did. She disintegrated his ass.
She killed him.
She disintegrated Charles.
And then Logan pulls up and she's just floating. Rocks and his glasses just float by. That was a little sad part. That was a cool little scene.
And he took that car and Iceman was like, you can't take that. That's Scott's car. He's like, oh, really? He stole his bike at the end of the first one.
Right. Once he threw him his keys back, he's like, since you're out of gas. He throws them back and he says, fill it up.
We'll fill it up. I would have loved to seen them fight.
Yeah, he would have fucked. Well, I mean, Logan can't die, but he would have. How could Logan get next to him while he's just.
Yeah, I mean.
He's fucking beaming him.
He'd have kept Logan at bay.
Yeah. He would have fucking melted Logan's metal.
They really
did. What if he would have melted Logan's metal out of his body? And then it would have just been back to Logan with fucking, with bone claws.
Would he have had bones?
Well, I think Logan would grow back.
Oh, his bones would regenerate. Yeah,
right. But, he would not
but until that happened, wouldn't he just turn into a flab and just fall to the floor like dirty clothes?
Yeah, he'd look like Chet on Weird Science.
He'd look like Howie Mandel in Little Monsters.
Yeah,
just into clothes.
I just wanted to memorialize my boy one more time.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Bill Paxton. That sucks. He was a good actor.
I'm doing a Catholic sign on my head, even though I don't
know. You know what we need to do? We need to start giving out awards to actors, like, who have been in so many episodes that we've done.
All right.
Like, I mean, like, if you've been in 3 episodes, you get the...
You know what's crazy to me is we've
if
not...
If you've been in 5 or 6, you get this one.
We haven't done any Nicolas Cage.
Mm-mm.
We haven't done any John Travolta.
Mm-mm. We can knock both of them out right off the bat with Face Off.
I do love both of them characters. I love Urban Cowboy.
Con Air.
I like Face Off. I don't care if people do give it a bad rap, but
I love Face Off. Tell you another
Broken good. Arrow.
Broken Arrow
good.
Is a good one. I'll tell you another one.
What?
National Treasure was a good movie.
Oh, yeah.
The second one, not so much. But the first one was really good.
And if we want to go into our comic, into our...
Ghost Rider,
yeah. We can do that with superheroes or whatever.
Those movies suck, but yeah.
They did suck. We could do the first one. It wasn't horrible. I liked it.
I'd have to rewatch it.
I mean, it sucked. They sucked, but I liked it because it was Nicolas Cage for one, and I just why not? I mean, fuck, he wanted to be Superman.
He was supposed to be.
He didn't get to be Superman, so let him fucking do this role. And that's the perfect role for him. If you're going to give him a role, as a dumbass fucking daredevil.
Superman wouldn't
have been. Daredevil that fucking can't die.
Wouldn't have been a good fit, would he?
No.
Of course, I said Ben Affleck's not a good fit for
but
Batman.
But everybody shitted on Michael Keaton, man, and he was the best Batman.
Yeah, I agree. Michael Keaton was the best Batman.
Everybody shitted on him, dude. When they said Michael Keaton for Batman... And I don't know because I wasn't growing up in that time, but I've done research and I've heard people talk about it on YouTube. Everybody said, fuck no, really?
But then when it come out,
Michael Keaton? They
were like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Especially when it got followed up by Val Kilmer and George Clooney.
Right. And
they were like, oh, come back, Michael. They screwed
the pooch. And then he really made his fucking name then. It was like, Michael Keaton, my bad, man. And then Christian Bale come out talking, oh, I'm full Batman.
But a lot of people like Christian Bale.
I'm Batman.
I like those movies.
You can't fucking.
I love those movies, but I don't like him as a Batman.
I liked him as Batman. I didn't like him in Batman the third one when he's an old man Batman and can't fucking do nothing for himself anymore. Old man Logan, at least he fucking busts ass. You don't got nothing with this fucker.
Well, but my point, the whole point of that tangent was Ben Affleck. When Ben Affleck was announced to be Batman, I was like, that's going to suck. Ben Affleck has impressed me as Batman.
Ben Affleck.
I like Batfleck.
At least he fucking worked out for the role. Look, Christian Bale can fucking lose a lot of weight for a role, but he can't fucking buff up for a role, can he?
That motherfucker buffed up, dude. Ben Affleck?
Hey, did you see
Ben
that movie?
Ben Boflex.
I don't know the movie's name, but that movie that Christian Bale lost like 100 pounds for, he was like nothing. He was like fucking... 110 pounds as a Christian Bale.
I don't know.
Dude, he looked fucking like he was fixing to die. It's research. Like The Martian, we never mentioned how much weight Matt Damon
lost. We didn't talk about how much, but we did talk about him getting really, really
skinny.
Dude,
he got fucking skinny. That's how Christian Bale did in this other movie.
All right, well,
I'm sorry.
That's cool. I think we're pretty much done. I mean, everybody dies.
We went from Marvel to DC.
Yeah,
we fucked our fucking fan base up.
It's all right. But so anyway, I mean, all in all, we run through the main plot of this movie. I'm sure we left shit out. If there's any favorite parts you want to throw up, now's the time to do them because we're fissing to move in to rating and review.
I'm a pretty girl. I don't throw up.
All right. Well, let's talk about rating and review.
No, I do... Ellen Page, I love her, but they didn't give her much to do in this third movie. I hate it.
They didn't, but we'll talk about that in a future podcast where she does get a little more something to do. But let's talk about a rating and review. What I want to know, I don't want you to review each personal movie. Just review the trilogy. And then, but if you can, it'd be cool to get a rating of each movie individually.
All right. Number one wasn't as memorable to me as number two. I like number two a little bit better than one. I'm going to give one a 8. I'm going to give two a 8.5. And I'm going to give three a 7.8.
Okay.
And my review, I mean, a just quick little review.
Yeah, review just the whole trilogy.
Number one, for me, it was a good movie. But like I say, it's messed up a lot for me, so it's hard for me to give you a lot of points about number one.
Well, that's why I said review them as a trilogy.
Well, just listen to me.
Okay, go ahead.
And then number two for me, there was a little bit more memorable parts. You know, you got Nightcrawler, and I loved his part in it that he liked assassinated the president. And I love Mystique in every fucking role. Rebecca Romijn did an awesome job as Mystique. I love her. She's just a very nice sex appeal. And Magneto. I love his character in the fucking movie. I love that actor as Magneto. I don't know much else that he's done, but I'm sure he's got a nice.
He was Gandalf.
That's right.
Sure, he was an apt pupil with Brad Renfro, if you remember that movie.
I do remember that movie. I do remember that.
He was that. German. He was German then, too. He was a Holocaust. We didn't even bring up the Holocaust.
And that makes me want to say that fucking tattoo on him may be real. Because I remember him having numbers on him on out pupil.
Well, he was a Holocaust victim survivor in that movie, too. So, and he was also...
I remember that. So I remember him having... I remember him specifically having numbers on him, but I want to say his numbers was on his wrist, and they was...
I think they were.
They was horizontal instead of vertical down his arm.
Well, they were diagonal on his arm like that.
Okay.
But
that
cool.
leads me to believe that is his heritage. You know what I mean?
But it's ballsy.
A little bit.
But it's ballsy that they started the first X-Men with a scene from the Holocaust.
It is ballsy, but it was awesome, and they do that.
This ain't Schindler's
List.
We're gonna
mention that they do it again
mm-hmm.
pretty soon. But this ain't Schindler's List. I've never watched Schindler's List, and I want to.
All right, you go ahead and finish your review so I can tell you my rating and review.
Okay, the third one for me is kind of a little more outstanding to me, and it sticks out a little more for me because it was the last one.
But it got the lower rating.
It was the last one I watched, but it was the one that had more memorable scenes in it for me. Like some of the scenes where, for instance, when Scott dies. For instance, when I really remember the part where Logan and Jean's kissing and all that, and she's fucking, you know, got the fucking weird eyes and shit. Well, you know, you can see her eyes wide open while they're kissing and shit.
Is skin peeling off at that point?
Yeah.
Or is that before that?
I can't remember.
You know, she tried to disintegrate him. At the end, when he stabbed her, she was disintegrating him, but he was growing back. See, Cyclops and... Xavier couldn't do that. So then when she gets real close to him, he gets real close to her, and she looks at him and she says, kill me. The hurt, she got control and long enough to say, kill me.
Right.
And he cried as he stabbed her. But anyway, go ahead.
So, yeah, I'm going to give it, like I said, an 8.5, 7.8. All right, give me a rating and review, big brother.
All right, well, a review real quick. I'm just going to review the trilogy. I like the trilogy. I think they stayed in par with each other. They had a story.
Patrick Stewart couldn't have been picked better.
No, he was perfect, Xavier. I feel like they went from 1, 2, and 3 seamlessly. I mean, it was one story that I felt like was broke up. I felt like 3 veered off.
They had a good idea what they were doing before they started. You know what I'm saying? I mean, before they finished it.
Right. I feel like part 3 kind of veered off because Bryan Singer didn't come back. They got a different director who had a different vision, but he did stay with the ultimate concept, the Phoenix Saga and all that. all in all, I think it's a good series. It's worth a watch, for real. I mean, if you're going to watch it, the best way to do it is to watch all three of them either back-to-back or within a short time span of each other. Don't watch one and then 6 months later watch two. Watch one, two, and three pretty quick.
Well, don't watch one and then 3 years later watch the next one and then 3 years later watch the next one. Watch them all. Yeah, watch them like you watch fucking
TV shows.
Orange is the New Black when it comes out.
Right. As far as my rating, I think my favorite one is the first one. So I'm going to give the first one. I know I don't like to go into the points like you do as much, but because I have a rating system on these, I'm going to have to a little bit. I'm going 7.8. 7.8, because I'm not going to put it in the 8 is great spot. It's not great, but it's really, really good. It's close. 7.8 on the first one. Second one is just as good, almost. I'm going to give it a 7.5. I like a lot of good elements, but I just like the origin more. You know, the fact that they focused the first movie on a couple of people, where the second one started kind of getting a little bit crazier, and they didn't bring Rogue back. I really like Rogue's character. She was there, but she had nothing to do in two and three. The third one, I'm going to give a 7 to. It was good, but I don't know. It veered off. The only reason it didn't get like a 6 or 6.5 is because the end of it, that last fight scene, salvaged it and gave it and got it into the 7 area. Because that really made that movie, was the ending. So, I mean, 7.8, 7.5, 7.
All right, I want to say one thing now that you're done with your rating and review. Mm-hmm. My rating and review, I gave mine an 8.85 and a 7.8. And I didn't really tell you why. And the reason, and a quick little plot, I mean, quick way to tell you why I gave it that was because I remember while I was watching them, I liked the first one. 8 is great. It was great for me. The second one, I remember I watched it immediately after I watched the first one. So, I got to see them together. So, then I was like, hell yeah. That one was a little bit better for me. But, like I said, it messed all up. And I couldn't fucking tell you a good rating on them.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, review of them. But, and then the third one for me, I watched half of it the same day that I watched the first two. And then I watched the next half the next day. Mm-hmm. But the last one for me, it just wasn't as good. Because maybe they didn't focus on certain characters as long.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't make you fall in love with the character like the first two did. The third one was more about them fucking having their war that they needed to have. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So it was a little bit all over the place for me. That's why it stood out more. You know what I mean? Now that I'm thinking about it, it had a lot more action, and that I thought that's what we loved was mm-hmm. stupid action. We need that action. But you know what? Now that I'm figuring out that I'm getting a little older,
mm-hmm.
I need that dramatic part to it.
I can see that with some of the picks.
And when you watch, I'm not going to give you no spoilers on Logan, but when you watch Logan, that's what makes Logan, if to me, an Academy Award winning movie,
right,
is that it is so pitched on a few different people instead of every throwing so much out there at once. It makes you love these people.
That's exactly what I was complaining about earlier, is the X-Men throw in so many cast members, it's hard to get a bond with any of them. It's hard to connect
that's
with them.
That's right. And that's what you need.
They don't do much.
That's what you need in a movie. You need a connection.
You're right.
You
absolutely
need a connection.
Absolutely. I'm 100% behind you. You're right. I got one thing to mention if you're done. Okay. Trask. We got to mention him in part three, and there's a reason, and we'll talk about that.
Who is this?
I'll tell you.
We didn't mention the other guy, oh, never mind. Go ahead.
All right. Well, Trask.
The blue guy. Azul. The blue guy on the first one.
There's not a blue guy.
Magneto's friend. The blue guy. Don't even fucking... He can teleport.
He's red and he's in...
He's red,
he's
no?
in new class.
Okay, class. That's right. I'm mixing him up with Nightcrawler.
All right. Well, in the comic book, he's Nightcrawler. Nightcrawler is his son.
Really?
Yeah. And we'll talk about that one in X-Men
really?
First Class. All right.
I did not know that.
Trask is... He's played by an African-American actor in this movie. And the reason I want to bring this up
is
because I'm going to explain to you in a minute. The reason I want to explain this to you is because we're going to talk about this in the next one, the new trilogy, because he's no longer an African-American actor anymore, and we're going to discuss all of that when we get there.
So
remind me about Trask. But he's played by Bill Duke.
Bill Duke.
Blackety Black.
Don't tell that.
Sergeant Blackety Black.
Sergeant Blackety Black from Predator.
With you know how many times I've watched and listened to that podcast? Like three.
I love that podcast.
But, dude, Bill Duke, I'm telling you, he... All right, I'm going to go ahead and spoil it, and we'll talk more about it in First Class. He's played by a white midget in Days of Futures Past. Okay? We'll talk about that a little later. So, not... And now, I thought they did fucked up when they did that shit in goddamn Batman. Michael Keaton Batman?
Yeah.
Harvey Dent was played by fucking...
I didn't watch that movie.
You've never seen the original Batman with the Joker?
Dude, I have not seen that movie. Yes, I've watched that movie. But I have not seen it in so long, I do not even remember Harvey Dent's character.
Well, Harvey Dent's Two-Faced.
I know Harvey Dent's Two-Faced, but I don't remember it in the first Batman.
He's played by the same guy. He's in Star Wars. He's in a bunch of shit. You don't know. He's played by a black actor. All right? But in part three, when he comes out as Two-Face, he's played by Tommy Lee Jones.
A white actor. Is he played in the comic books? Is he black?
No. They just hired
a black guy.
Billy D. Williams. Billy D. Williams played him in the first one.
Who the fuck is Billy D. Williams? Is that his name?
That's his...
Blackity Black?
No, that's Bill Duke.
Bill Duke.
Anyway, all right. Let's get into some games because we are now 66 minutes into the...
It don't matter. It should be an hour and a half podcast.
Okay. Well, we're over an hour just talking.
You don't want me to tell you how this game's going to go?
Well, first thing, we were going to do budget versus the box office first.
Okay.
Now, this is going to take a little time because we got three movies to do.
All right. Well, we're doing them all together, so you won't have to go back and tell me the other
right
one.
All right. X-Men 2000.
2000, X-Men.
They spent what in the budget?
80 million dollars.
Fucking close. 75. Ooh, excuse me. 75.
That was awesome. I don't care what nobody says. That was awesome.
What'd they gross? 2,000.
$220 million.
$157 million. You're a little ways off there, but hey, you still were in the neighborhood. Opening weekend.
Opening weekend got... $59 million.
$54 million.
I'm a bad motherfucker, dude. When it
comes
bonus
question. Bonus question.
Okay.
How many months was this in theater?
4 months.
5 months.
Okay.
Still, yeah, you did good.
Dude,
you did good.
I'm getting good at this shit.
All right, bam, round two. X-Men 2, 2003, three years later.
Okay.
The success of the first one, this movie spent what, Big Lance?
85.
110.
Wow.
They put more money into this bad boy.
It made $175 million in box office.
It made $214
million. Wow. It did better. I told you this was a better movie than the first one. I told you this was... Didn't I give it an 8 and an 8.5?
This one was closer to your X-Men gross. All right. Opening weekend. Oh, what the fuck? Opening weekend. Hang on. It's giving me UK. I don't want the opening weekend in the UK.
Opening weekend in the UK, it made 2, 3 million, 4 million.
Man, this motherfucker opened up everywhere.
In the UK, it made 4 million?
Hang on. Let me figure out. Hang on. This bitch come out. I don't want to know about fucking Spain. I want to know about fucking USA.
Is this still two? Number two? We still on number two? X2?
Yeah, we're X2. I'm looking for USA. All right. It come out in USA What did it make opening weekend? What did you say?
$75 million.
85.
That ain't bad at all, brother.
How long? Bonus question. How long was it in the theater for?
4 months.
Dead on, 4 months.
That's good because I didn't figure it would be in there as long as the second one because there's more movies coming out at this point, 2003. Not quite as long as the first one. But you know what? It made more money because it was the best movie at the time coming out.
All right. X-Men 3, Last Stand. The Last Stand.
Didn't I tell you it was not as good as the last three?
Yep.
So it didn't do as good. But I'm going to say they put a lot of fucking money in this because they brought a lot of actors to this. They brought a lot of action to this.
And all the old actors are getting paid big bucks now. Big bucks. Not little shit. So, and let me explain why.
Well, hey, look. You know what you're doing right now? You're giving me a perception and you're going to fuck my – you're influencing my judgment.
I just wanted to say the first two were package deals. Like when you signed on for one, you had to do two. It's contract. The third one, they had to get all new contracts. All right, go ahead.
All right, now you just influenced the fuck out of my judgment.
Sorry.
And seeing how they went from $75 million on the first one budget to $110 million on the second budget.
Nice memory.
Thank you, I'm good with numbers. I've always been good with numbers. But seeing how they did that, I'm going to say the third one, they went all the way striking up to $175 million.
They added another $100 million.
$210 million. Wow. See, I'm good with numbers. I told you I add that shit up before you can tell me.
What'd they gross?
They lost money on this one. They didn't make but $150 million.
Ooh, man, I'd kick myself at that. They made $234 million.
Wow. So they didn't, still made their budget.
They didn't lose money, no, but they didn't make what they made on the second.
Well, they paid their actors off and they still had millions of dollars to spare, bitch. They made money. They made $24,000. I mean, $24 million. That ain't a lot of money for a fucking production company. It ain't Disney.
Oh, yeah.
It ain't Disney, but it's fucking $24 million,
but
dude.
It's also not X-Men where they made X-Men 2 where they made $104 million profit.
Well, they should have known that it wasn't going to do as good as the first two, but because I'm paying a hell of a lot more for it. You know what I mean?
No, but you at that point, they think they're going to make a hell of a lot more.
All right. Well, this is my new game. Since we're doing a trilogy, I got a new game for you, brother.
We're not done with this, but okay, we still got opening weekend.
All right, go ahead.
Opening weekend.
Opening weekend was 57 million.
122 million.
Wow. Everybody blowed their load on it. And everybody that wanted to seen it. And they told everybody, hey, don't fuck with this movie. It's stupid. Just wait till it comes out on DVD. And rent it from the fucking video store. It was 2006. We still had Blockbuster. We still could watch it for $3 and 3 months later. You know what I mean?
All right. What's your bonus question? How many months?
Months.
Was it in the theater?
3 months.
5 months.
Wow. They fucking want. They paid a lot of money for it to be in theaters for 5 months. You know they paid more money for it to be there longer, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I just wanted to say that.
They were hoping that it would continue to boost up.
Or, you know what? Maybe they don't. Maybe these movie theaters say, I got a lot of faith in this movie. I'm going to put it out longer because I want this to happen. Because it's all up to the movie theaters, what's in box office.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, maybe it's not the movies that are paying for the box office time.
No. The box office pays to run that movie.
Yeah.
And when that movie ain't producing profit anymore,
box office,
they kick them out.
Dude, I went to watch Logan. You know how much I paid for Logan? $20 for me and Teresa. You know how much I paid for two large sodas and one bucket, the big bucket, the one big bucket of popcorn?
What?
$34.
Wow.
$34 for two sodas. They make their money on sodas popcorn.
Absolutely. You want to move into some games?
I do. And I got the game for you.
All right, what are we doing?
And this is where it fucks you up, is I'm going to throw three characters out there.
Oh, this is a new game?
No, it's a game we play.
What game are we playing?
We're playing Name That Movie or Name that Guy or whatever the fucking name of the game is.
The Name Game?
The Name Game.
Or Not Stump the Chump?
Nope.
The Name Game is, what do we do in the Name Game?
The Name Game is where I throw out Jerry Maguire. I throw out Tom Cruise, and you say Jerry Maguire, fucking Tom.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What are we doing?
Okay, I'm throwing three characters out there. You throw them all out at once. And if you can't think of one because you're thinking of another, you're fucking out.
But you can call out any one of them.
Any one of them.
No specific order?
No specific order.
Specific.
Okay. But I'm going to name one person from each movie.
Okay.
Okay. You like it?
I like it.
And it
let's
make,
do it. We're changing the rules up. Hey, should we explain to Podcast Land what the goal of this game is?
And listen,
just in case this is your first episode.
Listen, I'm going to name an actor that might have played in this movie that we've named. You can name the movie that they're in. You can. Normally we say, if we're doing a podcast on Top Gun, we say Tom Cruise. You can't name Top Gun.
Okay.
But now that we're doing three actors at a time, you can name the movie that they was in as we're playing this movie.
Okay. And it's going to be one from each movie.
Right.
All right, Podcast Land, the goal of this movie is, since I picked
the
this... goal of this game is, since I picked this trilogy to do, Big Lance gets to pick...
one person.
Typically, it would be one person from the movie. But since we did three movies, he's going to pick one person from each movie. He calls out a movie that one of them has played in. I do the same. Back and forth. First one to run out, loses.
But now we're doing three, so I'm on to three, and you can name anybody from either three from either movie they played in. You don't have to stay on one character. You can keep on with each character. And we'll name each character and what movie they play, the name of the person and the name of the movie as you name it. All right, here it goes. All right, this is what I want to do. I want to do number one movie, X-Men. I'm going to pick Hugh Jackman for this one.
Okay.
Number two movie, X2. I want to X-Men 2 or X2. You can Google search it. Either way, it turns out the same.
The original title was X2.
Right.
United.
All right, and I'm going to say... Halle Berry. And then number three, I'm going to go with X-Men 3, The Last Stand. I'm going to go with Ellen Page.
Okay. And who are we start? So you chose, so it starts with me?
Right.
I'm going to bust right out the gate with Ellen Page and say Hard Candy.
You really wanted to blow your load on Hard Candy?
Oh, yeah, man. You know that movie, and you'd have got it if I didn't go ahead and get it. So, it's on you, brother.
All right. I'm going to say X-Men.
Okay. X2 United. We'll go ahead and get the preliminary shit out the way.
X-Men 3, The Last Stand.
I'm going to let you have that one.
X-Men, The Last Stand.
Right.
Okay, if that's what you wanted, I'm sorry. I was just calling it a three because it is the
third
one.
I'm going to let you have. We'll let you have that one. Okay. So now those are out of the way, right? We can't say those again.
No, you can't say them again.
Nobody can say any of the X-Men. They're gone.
They're gone.
Okay. Now we're moving on.
Right.
And who was that? It was Hugh Jackman, Halle Berry. And
now, you can't say some more of the X-Men if Ellen Page was in any more X-Men.
She wasn't. Okay. Well, then X-Men, Storm was in X-Men.
Huh?
Storm was in X-Men.
No, I said if Ellen Page was in any
but
more
Storm was in another X-Men.
What was it called?
X-Men.
The new class?
The first one, X-Men.
No. Can't name the same movie again.
You named X-Men. I said X-Men. I said X2 United. I never said X-Men.
No, you can't name one that I've named. No. Because you don't know if I was mentioning Storm
That's what I was trying to figure out. Okay. So with that being said, X-Men, Days of Future
Past.
But
it don't matter if I said Hugh Jackman, X-Men.
I can't say Storm X-Men.
You can't say Storm X-Men. No.
Trying to establish rules,
okay,
my brother.
Well, don't that make sense for a trilogy?
Makes sense. Works for me.
Okay.
X-Men, Days of Futures Past, Ellen Page. I think we should say who the person is we're talking about, too.
X-Men, Days of Future Past, Storm. I'm sorry. Halle Berry.
No, you just said we can't do that. You can't call it the same one. I couldn't call out X-Men Storm because you called out X-Men Wolverine.
Damn, we did say that, but yeah, that don't make a lot of sense, does it?
It does. Days of Futures Past. We could say it three goddamn times.
Maybe.
All right, well, Days of Futures Past, Days of Futures Past. We're done.
Okay.
Wolverine, all right, Storm. All right, done. All right. Okay,
We're equaled out. Is that what you're getting
That's
at?
That's what I'm saying. So now it's back to you.
All right, it's back to me.
I say, once you say that movie, you can't say it.
I get The Wolverine, Hugh Jackman.
X-Men Wolverine Origins, Hugh Jackman.
I like that. You knew the exact title to it. I like that. That's all I was liking about the situation. But I'm going to say Logan. Because that's my baby,
okay.
Logan. I love that movie, dude.
Hugh Jackman.
You're going to love it.
Real Steel, Hugh Jackman.
It was better than Fences for me.
Real Steel, Hugh Jackman.
That's good, man. That's good. I like that. I'm going to have to go The Call, Halle Berry.
Catwoman, Halle Berry.
I'm going to have to go Gravity, Halle Berry.
Sandra Bullock.
Gravity, Halle Berry.
George Clooney and Sandra Bullock. You're saying she's in that. Somewhere else as another person. Because that was Sandra Bullock.
Wasn't she?
That was Sandra Bullock and George Clooney.
Okay, I'm sorry. Wasn't she in a fucking a space movie?
Not that I can recall. She may have been. She's done a lot of shitty movies.
Okay, Monster Ball, Halle Berry.
X-Men First Class, Hugh Jackman.
That's good. Swordfish, Halle Berry.
X-Men Apocalypse, Hugh Jackman.
You're just running out of the X-Men, ain't you?
Just knocked them all
out,
baby.
You're living on the X-Men.
Just knocked them all out, baby.
Was he in every goddamn X-Men?
He made at least a cameo in every fucking movie.
God damn it.
He has been in every movie except Deadpool.
Did you say First Class?
Mm-hmm.
You fucking bastard. You used them all. Okay, and I've been using my backups.
I still got two stuck back.
Halle Berry has played.
One on Halle Berry and one on Ellen Page.
Juno, Ellen Page.
One on Halle Berry. Bullworth, Halle Berry.
Damn. Baps, Halle Berry.
Oh, as soon as I said Bullworth, that one fucking popped in my head.
Baps, Beautiful American Black Princesses.
I remember that movie. Oh, fuck.
The apostrophe and the S made the S on the Baps.
That's right.
Is that a nice little tidbit they needed to know?
Booty call?
She didn't play on that.
No, wait a minute.
That was Olivia. That was, fuck, what's that bitch's name? Vivica Fox.
Vivica Fox.
Is that her name?
Yeah.
You know who else played in that?
Can I say?
Who was the other
can
Fox?
I say,
who was the other Fox that played in that?
Jamie Fox.
Jamie Fox.
Can I say X-Men Days of Futures Past Rogue Cut?
No, you can't. Okay. Well, you done. Actually, you mentioned Rogue in that first already. That was your Days of Future Past news.
Rogue is not one of our...
We already did all the fucking doubles.
So we can't do that. Okay.
We done did all the doubles because we figured out that we was even on the doubles.
Fuck.
And I think you've been using more doubles since then. You've been using more doubles since then. You've done pulled out fucking X-Men Origins and X-Men First Class and all that shit since then. Mm-hmm. And you tried to put Ellen Page on them a while ago. You can't do that three times. You
who
did
the
it.
Fuck are you talking? I was talking about.
All right, it
that
don't
was
matter.
All, I was saying because of Rogue
it don't
cut.
Matter. I got Baps and it's the last one. So I think I won this one. Points don't matter. I win. All right. We're going on our next game. I win.
All right. You win.
I mean, just fucking get over it. Our points don't matter. It ain't like we win.
We're nothing. Like, whose line is it anyway? Where, you know, the points don't matter.
The points really fucking
and
don't
Drew
matter.
And Drew Carey's no longer fat. Oh.
Sometimes I win. Sometimes Phil wins.
All right, so what's up?
And it really don't matter. But if somebody really follows us really closely and
let
y'all want
to know who has the most points.
Tell us who wins. Tell us who's the wiener.
Tell us who's in the lead right now. All right, let's move on to our next game. Our next game is Stump the Chump. Stump the Chump, Big Lance. It's time to move on. Let me explain to Podcast Land what Stump the Chump is. Stump the Chump, and I'm gonna say Stump.
On it.
I'm gonna say Stump the Chump as many times as I can because Stump the Chump is a game that we come up with. Basically, what we do is we pick one of our old podcasts that we've already done, that's already out on the site, and we did decide it has to be on the site. It can't be in the vault. It's got to be on the public podcast Podomatic site.
All right.
If it's on that site, then we can pick it. And we either go through some trivia or some quotes or whatever. We give some kind of clue to what that movie is. The other person has to guess the movie. If you don't guess right, you lose.
I'm down with that, brother. I'm down with that.
All right. Well, this may take us a few minutes, but it's okay, Podcast Land. You won't know it because we'll cut it out.
No, we won't cut it out because we got enough fucking shit to talk about in between time. And I got
whoever
my...
goes first in this game is the first one who comes up with a clue. So there's no your episode, I pick first or nothing. It's whoever comes up with the clue first.
Do what?
I said, you know, normally if it's my movie, then you pick the actor and then I get to go first. But no, this time it's whoever comes up with the shit first.
Well, do you want to do a quote or do you want to do a...
That's your call, brother. You're in charge on your clue.
Well, you know what I like to do? I like to do quotes, but I think I'm going to go a different route with this one. Because quotes on this one probably is dead giveaways. All right, Luke Benson wrote an original screenplay when he was in high school. He had convinced the story of the film and invented the world of the film as a child. So he could escape his lonely childhood, he began writing the script when he was 16, though it was only released in cinemas until he was 38.
This is trivia?
This is trivia. Luke Benson wrote the original screenplay when he was in high school.
Sorry, I'm going to my Podomatic page.
He had conceived the story as a film, invented the world of the film as a child.
Say it one more time.
Luke Benson wrote this original screenplay when he was in high school. He had conceived the story of the film as and invented the world of the film as a child. So he could escape his lonely childhood. He began writing the script when he was 16, though it was not released in cinemas until he was 38 years old.
So we got an old writer or who come up with this movie when he was a kid. That is flagging on me. Fifth Element.
Are you serious? How did you figure that out?
Because the Fifth Element was written when the guy was a teenager. He was like in high school or some shit.
You knew that?
Yeah. And he didn't. I did hear that on the podcast though. But and then
that's cool.
He and he was wasn't he
so French? You do your homework. That's
wasn't
all
he,
that matters.
Wasn't he French?
He it was a yeah it was a it was yeah. a
French writer or whatever.
Yeah, you're right.
Awesome, awesome. So I get the point on that one. Now it is.
I want to say this, and I did say this in Fifth Element, but I didn't do it so pronouncedly. The divine language spoken by Leeloo was invented by director Luke Benson and further refined by Mila Jovovich.
They had conversations and eventually got married. But, of course, she was married. He was already married.
To the diva.
I knew that.
Who
too.
Had little truth, because I told you. Who
no, had I heard that on podcast, too.
I actually said that on our podcast.
Did you?
And I told you that on our podcast, and that's how you learned it.
Maybe I heard it on our podcast.
Luke Benson had further refined the Mila Jovovich had further refined, I'm sorry, who had little trouble learning the developing it as she already fluent in four languages. The language had only 400 words. He and Mila Jovovich held conversation and wrote letters to each other in the language as practice. By the end of the film, they were able to have full conversations in this language.
That's pretty cool.
That's a cool tidbit.
All right, you ready for mine?
Yep. And, hey, everybody check out that episode, Fifth Element.
Oh, yeah, Fifth that's Element. That's a new episode, man. It just come out.
Everybody's
check
loving it,
out.
It so far. It's fucking popping, dude, so check it out.
We are getting some good downloads on that for as short as it's been out.
Really? That's what I said when I seen it.
All right, I'm going to give you a quote.
Let's go for it. Give me a – hey, I love doing lines.
Before the internet, every girl was a lot more special.
Oh. Nerve.
You want to go with that, or you want
to? No, this is. I think you there.
That's a good answer.
That
man.
Was a good answer.
I'll give you two more. I'll give you one at a time. You want the next one, or you think you got a good answer?
No, keep going because nerve was my answer.
Should we get three guesses on it?
Sometimes I give you some.
I know, but
sometimes I give you extra. Sometimes I don't. Just if you feel like you should give me an extra, give me an extra. Don't give me three guesses. No, but if you feel like you should give me an extra, give me an extra.
Okay. Should we do three guesses? Like you should get to go nerve, and I go nope. That's
nah,
one.
Nah. So, see with this game, so, sometimes you guess wrong, and I give you another.
So
I give you.
So I could have busted you on nerve.
You, it's up to you on it.
So I could have went nope, not
nope,
nerve.
Nope,
lost.
You lose.
All right.
If you wanted all right, to do all right, that, all right. You could have. But I just threw it out.
Gotcha.
Just like.
Right, here's my next one. If my best friend has his farts from me, then what else is he hiding from me?
Oh my God!
And why does that make me feel so alone?
Oh, my God. Is that Stranger Things?
Nope.
No. If my best... Swiss Army Man, bitch!
But you didn't get the point.
I did.
No, you said Stranger Things.
No, because I knew it was that. Because if my best... I remember directly that Harry Potter feller said, if my best friend holds his fart from me...
Then why'd you say Stranger Things?
I don't know. It was just an adolescent thing for me, and I was like, but, them little kids might have said it, but then I thought of Swiss Army Man.
But the third one I was going to give you was, if you don't know Jurassic Park, you don't know shit.
I probably would have. That one wasn't as good as the second guess for me. I wouldn't have got it
all
on
right,
that.
Well, Podcast Land, you determine whether he got that point or not. Write in, let us know. All right, let's move on. What is the next game, Big Lance?
The next game
is... We'll do a little Google's Best.
Google's Best, and... all right.
Explain the podcast what Google's Best is.
And I'm going to change Google's Best up since it's a trilogy. I'm going to do three people. Google's Best is I name an actor, and you tell me they're most known for on Google's top searches.
Now, is this an actor from the movie?
All you type in is the actor's name and the top three movies that pull up
on Google.
Yeah. And you tell me their top three
and this
movies.
This has to be a character from the movie.
From the first movie, the second movie, and the third movie.
When we're doing a trilogy, trilogy rules apply.
And you know what? I'm going to
go. And when we do a double feature rules apply. Let's go with it. All right. Go with your three.
All right. Well, this
let's start
one,
with one, and
this
I'll
one,
do it.
What I want to do one at is a time. I want to go with the same three that I started with on our name game. And I'm going to go with Hugh Jackman.
Okay.
All right.
So it's on me?
Yep. Hugh Jackman.
Now, Podcast Land, I have three guesses to get two correct answers.
And then you're going to do Halle Berry on me. And then I'm going to do Ellen Page on you.
I thought you did three and I did three.
Okay. And we can do that since we're doing a trilogy. Okay. I think that's how we did it on the other one. Right. I pick one, you pick one.
Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
I'm going to say right out the gate, Logan.
Hold on. I didn't pick it up. But you're probably right on that. Hugh Jackman, the top three movies.
Logan.
No.
No?
No.
Okay. I got two more guesses, and I can't miss it again. X-Men Origins Wolverine.
No.
I lost. Just for shits and giggles, X-Men.
I think if you get one of them. No, I think if you get two of them, you win.
Yeah.
And, okay. That's why we've been doing it. That's right. What is it?
Just for shits and giggles, X-Men. X-Men?
No.
All right. Well, then I didn't get any of them.
You didn't get no points.
What are his top three?
His first one is 2013, The Wolverine. And these are probably not movies that he's most known for. It's just the first three that pops up on Google. So, we just say Google's best because it pops up first.
Right.
We should call it Google's first. But anyway, his first known four movies, it pops up first, The Wolverine. The next one is X-Men Days of Future Past, 2014, 1 year later. The third is Prisoners, 2013.
Never heard of it. All right.
Him and Jake Gyllenhaal.
Never heard of it. All right, we'll move on to your X-Men 2.
And they're prisoners, apparently.
All right, we'll move on to your X-Men 2.
All right, X-Men 2. I'm going to say Halle Berry.
All right.
So let's say Halle. How do you spell Halle?
Okay. Tell me when all three of them are pulled up.
Oh, I'm ready.
Halle is H-A-L-L-E, I think.
I already got it. What do you get?
Monstrous Ball.
Oh, and these can be movies and TV shows.
Right. Monster Ball.
You got number two, Monster Ball, 2001.
X-Men.
No.
No. Catwoman.
Wow, you got number three.
All right, cool. What was number one?
So right now, you've got three right in two movies, so you're at 1.5 points. The third movie actually is known as her first movie, which is a TV series called Extant.
Would never know it.
It was a TV series. It just started on Fox not too long ago.
All right. Well, what's your third actor?
My third actor is Ellen Page. And I am going to say Ellen Page. The first three movies we have pulled up. We're ready. Oh, I didn't know she played in this, but there's 1,000 fucking great actors that play in this movie. That's a good tidbit. There's a bunch of fucking actors that play in one movie. It's like a Ocean's 11 movie where you got all a right. bunch of good actors in one movie.
I'm going to go with Days of Futures Past.
No, but that was a good guess on the fucking the little hint that I gave you, which I'm sorry, it's not an X-Men movie.
Right, right. I just thought that one might be there.
Because that was a good guess on the hint I gave you.
Juno.
Juno is the number one movie she is known for, Ellen Page.
Valentine's Day.
Nope.
What movie were you talking about?
She was in Inception. It's got Leo Caprio.
Never watched it.
Okay, but it's got Leo Caprio. It's got a bunch of fucking good actors.
But I've never seen it, so I wouldn't reference it.
No, but
when you said a bunch of characters, Valentine's Day popped in my head.
Oh, really? Okay, I'm sorry. But it does
Or she's not. She's just not. He's just not that Indian.
Inception's probably got about 7 to 10 great actors. It's got like fucking Tom Hardy. I mean, fucking really good actors. Leo. Hey, you know what movie with it named that Ellen Page plays in? What's that movie we watched with the guy from The Office? Dexter. Not Dexter, but where he's a superhero, the guy from The Office.
Rainn Wilson.
What's his name?
Dwight.
Yes, that movie, Ellen Page was in that movie. Remember? She was the girl.
In what movie?
In the superhero movie. I never watched with Dwight.
Never watched.
Oh, Ellen Page was in that movie. It's a really good movie. He, like, beats up on people because he's becoming a superhero. And he takes her on as a sidekick, dude. Look, he takes her on as a sidekick, and she starts killing people. And he's like, you can't fucking kill people. Dude, you gotta watch that movie. It's rated R. They fucking start killing the shit out of people. And Ellen Page is just like this dumb little fucking sidekick who loves comic books. And she's like, oh, let's do this and let's do that. And he's like, okay. And he's hanging out behind a fucking dumpster for like fucking 15 hours a day waiting on somebody to rob somebody behind an alleyway. And she just waits on it to happen. And when it happens, she starts fucking stabbing people in the chest. Dude, you'll love this fucking movie. It's funny as shit. Watch it. Podcast Land, watch that movie. And after Philip watches it, he'll probably want to do a podcast on it. So watch it, and we may do a podcast on it and let you know how we feel about it. All right, Philip, start your Google's best.
All right, put your phone down.
All right, first movie. Who you want to go with?
Phone away. All right. Patrick Stewart. It can be movies or TV shows.
Okay, I'm going to go with Star Trek.
We ain't doing full title on these, right?
I don't know.
You're right.
Star Trek.
The Next Generation.
All right.
Number one.
X-Men.
Nope.
X-2.
Nope.
Star Trek. Another Star Trek.
Number two was a movie called Blunt Talk. Number three was American Dad.
Really? Is he a fucking American Dad?
He's the ball, the voice of the ball.
I didn't even know that.
Number four was X-Men Days of Futures Past. Number five was Star Trek Nemesis. Then X2. Then X3.
We do three.
I know. I was just talking about how X-Men did get in there, goddammit. All right.
Yeah, X-Men really got in there somewhere. Yeah, I like that, Philip. I love you, brother. Let me tell you how X-Men got in his Google best somehow.
All right, X2. James Marsden.
Which one was that?
Cyclops.
Oh, man. I know he played in some other movies, but I can't fucking think of none of them.
No points on this round, brother.
I know, because you ain't going to give me none because you're fucking me. I'm going to say X-Men.
No.
Was it any X-Men movie?
No.
Well, then I'm going to go with, I don't know any of my other movies played in.
So, you just, that's it? Just X-Men 1, 2, and 3? Nope.
What was that soap opera? The Hourglass.
Days of Our Lives?
Days of Our Lives. No. What the fuck did he play in this?
He was in 2007 Enchanted with Amy Adams.
I would have never.
That was about a Cinderella story.
Oh, I do remember.
He was in The Notebook.
Was he?
And he's in the new TV show Westworld.
I've never watched The Notebook, but I heard a lot of good things about it.
I watched it. It's not good. It's chick flick all day if you want to
it's
cry.
Like fucking nominated and shit. It feels like it's not good.
I mean, if you like chick flicks, it's you all day long.
It's like nominated for global fucking nominees. It's not good. And he's like, it's not good. It's not even worth watch.
Westworld was the third one. The new show on HBO.
Okay. I like it. I like your fucking bullshit fucking people that you
bring
up.
Let's move on to the third one.
Let's do this. Please bring out somebody that I know. Somebody important.
Very important in this movie.
Okay.
Famke Janssen. Jean Grey.
Okay, I don't know nothing else she plays in, dude. You're a shed. Okay, look, I'm gonna say she played in ER.
No.
She played in Grey's Anatomy.
No.
She played in Sex and the City.
No.
In the City. And the City.
But I am
Sex going, and the City.
I am going to tell you what she has been in, listed up to 7, just to blow your mind. Of course, she was in all the X-Men, X-Men 2, X-Men 3. X-Men 2 and 3.
Double Jeopardy.
X-Men 2.
Double Jeopardy.
No. Okay. X-Men 2 and 3 show up.
X-Men 1, 2, 3.
1 didn't show up.
A 3.
She was also in Taken 1, 2, and 3.
Was she?
Yep. But her top 3 movies that popped up on Google's best.
Taken 1, 2, 3.
1995, James Bond, GoldenEye.
Wow.
With Pierce Brosnan.
I remember she played in that. Now
2013, The Wolverine with Hugh Jackman.
Really? She's in The Wolverine?
Apparently. I think in flashbacks, but she showed up apparently enough to make it onto Google's best.
She cameoed in it.
And Hansel and Gretel, Witch Hunters.
Oh.
She was the witch, I think.
I remember her.
She was also in House on the Haunted Hill, where all those people come in to win $1 million if they could stay all night. And she was the wife who was cheating on, and they pretended like she died, and she come back.
I need to watch that movie again.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
And she's also on the new Blacklist TV show, The Spinoff. So, all right. I don't know what point system you were using, but
are we about done with this? Have we done all our games?
We did all of that. Who won that game, you or me?
It don't matter.
I thought you kept points.
Okay. I don't think it matters.
Then why are we keeping points?
We don't.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, that takes care of all the games. One word to describe the X-Men first trilogy.
Mutants.
Ninja Turtles. My one word would be ensemble. Because all three of these movies are an ensemble of cast. Ensemble of characters. All right, guys, if you enjoyed this episode, and we hope you did, this has been a very long episode. Check us out at smokyshelter.com. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter.
Twitter's on Twitter.
We're on Podomatic. We're on Podbean. We're on Pocket Cast, iTunes.
We're going to
a 5-star rating. We're all over the place.
We're going to start Periscoping our episodes, guys.
We might start doing that.
And if you want to watch us on Periscope, check us out at smokyshelter.com on Twitter. Yep. And we're on Periscope on Twitter.
You can always check us out
at
thesmokyshelter.com. Find all our shit there. Our Patreon shit is listed there. Patreon, you can donate a little bit of extra money and donate to the cause. Help us continue to bring y'all free
shit. Or don't. Fuck us, man. Y'all don't give a fuck about us. We don't care. We don't care if you donate us. Twits on Twit.
But yeah, I think we're pretty much done. And keep in mind, and be on the lookout, because we have the new trilogy of X-Men coming out soon. We have a double feature on the first two Wolverines, and then we're going to follow it up with the brand new Logan. So be on the lookout for our entire X-Men retrospective. And we're glad y'all stuck with us for about close to 2 hours tonight.
All right, but guys, please donate to us on our Patreon site. But tweet us on Twitter.
Any last words, Big Lance?
I love y'all, listeners, anybody who listens to us on a weekly basis. I fucking love it. Every time I fucking go on to Podomatic.com, I'm looking at who's watching us. So, congrats to y'all, man. I fucking love y'all. Claps to y'all. Please keep listening, guys. I love you. Peace out.
We out. Later.
Why so serious?
Dance off, bro. Me and you. time to nut up or shut up.
You, no trouble. Me, fifth element. Supreme being. Me, protect you. Sleep.
So what Stryker wants is to take control of him.
Who's that scientist that works for the FBI or whoever they got to talk to? He's funny. Anyway, I just wanted to mention him. You know what I'm talking about? He's not a mutant.
I don't reckon I know who you're talking about.
Well, he's in the movie.
Well, I mean, I'm sure he is. That would only make sense if you knew who he is.
He's helping them out. He's letting them do the Cerebro thing. Maybe I don't know. So maybe I'm just fucking out there. Maybe I'm missing them all together. I'm missing the last three, the last six. Yeah, and then he wakes up and has to start killing all the fucking people.
You're getting ahead of me. He goes.
I know, I ain't said nothing in this podcast.
I'm sorry.
I really had, because I'm just so
I'm just talking about my fucking favorite parts. But he goes in and he gets that warm.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. I was fucking dozed off, and then I just realized what you was talking about, and I loved that part of the movie.
Dozed off.
I did. I dozed off a little bit.
Am I boring you?
No, I'm just, this movie is just so mashed together to me that it's hard for me to keep up with you, dude. You're just everywhere. It ain't your fault, it's mine. It's because it's so mashed together, I'm telling you. But when that was one of my favorite parts on the third one. I don't want to spoil nothing on the next three, but if anybody out there already knows, I'm not going to say it, but Magneto's son, he's the speedster.
Yeah, Quicksilver.
Is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you spoiled it for him. I didn't say nothing like that. Anyway, he's badass, ain't he?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But
I love that scene. Specifically having
specifically.
But on a trilogy, if you get one on this one and one on the next one, you get 1 point. If you only get one on this one, and one on the next one, you get for each two you
that's
get
too much
right.
Goddamn trouble, dude.
But on a trilogy, for each two you get right, you get a point, because you get a point for two on one movie.
Okay,
it makes sense.
You just
I
let
know
me know.
I know numbers.
You figure
it makes sense.
Don't explain it. Figure it. You tell me if I win
it
or
makes
if I lose.
Okay, it
I'll
makes
trust,
sense.
I trust you.
It does with numbers.
Trust you. All right.